This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Our top story this week, IFA CEO Robert Cresante led a meeting of 14 top franchise executives with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to share how franchise businesses are navigating the current landscape. Secretary Mnuchin recognized IFA's pivotal role in working with Congress and the administration to craft public policy supporting job creation. The meeting also offered an opportunity for franchise leaders to emphasize the need for COVID-19-related state and federal liability protections for franchise businesses as the economy reopens. Next week, it's the IFA Franchise Action Network, FAN, Virtual Advocacy Day on Wednesday, July 22nd. IFA will host a brief virtual general session and training on Tuesday, the 21st, from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern, and then ask attendees to participate in a wide range of activities, including sending emails and storming Capitol Hill via social media on Wednesday. This event is free for all attendees, and if you have questions, you can contact advocacy@franchise.org. RSG Group is set to acquire the iconic Gold's Gym. With this acquisition, the RSG Group, which has mainly been active in Europe until now, will have over 900 locations on six continents. ServiceMaster has entered into an exclusive agreement with Gold Shield Technologies, maker of proprietary cleaning products that actively kill microorganisms on surfaces for up to 90 days. This new service offering will be available to all 1,200 ServiceMaster franchises nationwide. Peter Duncanson, Director of Commercial Operations, said, "Frequent cleaning and disinfecting are extremely important, but it's unrealistic to clean constantly. A ServiceMaster cleaning system that includes a long-acting antimicrobial treatment provides a significantly higher level of infection prevention for anyone who enters the facility, even between cleanings." Tailored Living has launched a new line of pre-designed home office systems created specifically for the millions of employees who now work from home regularly or permanently because of the coronavirus. Tom Hillebrandt, president of Tailored Living, said, "For various productivity, ergonomic, professionalism, and employee morale reasons, the kitchen table or sofa simply can't be a long-term viable solution." New positions this week include Focus Brands announcing that Brian Krause has joined the executive leadership team as Chief Development Officer, and Tim Muir has been appointed as the company's first Chief Sales Officer. Lido Pizza has promoted Will Robinson to Chief Marketing Officer. Cool Greens has promoted Larissa Witt to Regional Operations Director. BurgerFi has promoted Charlie Gazzetta to President. Software and operating system company Service Titan has announced the veteran home service franchise executive Cameron Kerr will lead the company's franchise strategy. Yum Brands names former Disney executive Cameron Davies to the new role of Chief Data Officer. And Sport Clips Haircuts Board of Directors has elected Edward Logan to succeed Gordon Logan as the new CEO. Congratulations and good luck to you all. Today's franchise news has been brought to you by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Friday on Social Geek Radio, Ryan Mayners of Wireless Zone updates us on 5G. See you there.